The other day, music commentator and professional violist Miles Hoffman stopped by, walked me into the studio, handed me a CD, and said, "Play this. It's the perfect piece of music for anyone who's preparing Thanksgiving dinner." It's lovely, Miles. It's great.
I'm glad you like it, Bob.
What does it have to do with Thanksgiving?
Well, you see, this is for people who prepare their turkeys from scratch, who actually pluck their turkeys. See, this is plucking music.
Where are you from that they pluck chickens? Turkeys, whatever.
Well, you know, you keep that contact with the source of your material. No, I thought we would talk about plucking today, Bob. This is a Thanksgiving topic, plucking.
Well, I've never discussed plucking in the musical sense, at least.
Right. Now, Bob, I'd like to take this occasion to offer a real morning edition investigative coup. When was the first Thanksgiving, Bob?
Well,
1621.
That's
exactly right, 1621. And do you know when the first recorded instance of a composer specifically asking for plucking in violin parts was? No, you don't. 1624. A little too close, I think. Do you think this is an accident? No, this is not. The Pilgrims had something to do with this.
But why?
Why not?
Why is there plucking in classical music?
Well, actually, you know, composers are always looking for different kinds of sounds, Bob. They're looking for different effects. For example, Maurice Ravel. Now, Ravel knew how to write beautiful, gorgeous melodies, but he wrote a whole movement of a string quartet that uses pizzicato, we call this. This is the Italian term for plucking, pizzicato. Pizzicato is the universal term. I mean, Ravel would not have written, plaqué or whatever the French term is, épluché or something. It would always be pizz, P-I-Z-Z, the abbreviation of pizzicato. And what's funny is this term pizzicato, plucking, is only used for people who normally use the bow. Harpists always pluck, but they don't call it pizzicato. Guitarists always pluck,
right,
but they don't call it pizzicato either. The harpists do some pretty fancy plucking.
Does it hurt to pluck? Do you need fingernails of a certain length? Or
no, and actually you don't use your nails on a bowed string instrument. When you pluck, you use the pads of your fingers. And we don't, violinists, violas, cellos, we don't pluck enough that it hurts. You know, we're not plucking all the time. People like harpists, you really do need some pretty serious calluses to play the harp. And if harpists don't play for a few days, if their calluses get soft, it hurts like the dickens then when they start playing again.
Aren't you, when you're plucking, using your bow hand, which would not have the calluses?
Well, that's right. Although, there are all sorts of things under the sun. Niccolo Paganini, the great 19th century Italian violin virtuoso, developed this technique called left-hand pizzicato, where you actually pluck the strings with the hand that you finger the strings with in alternation with bow strokes. And that's meant to astonish. It can be a really astonishing effect. We actually have an example of that if you want to hear
he
it.
He was
too.
Just showing off.
That's exactly what he was doing. He was showing off. And here we can listen to Midori showing off. Bob, I've also brought along a special surprise for you in the plucking line.
Goody.
Yes, and I think you will enjoy this very much. Does the name Tom Adams mean anything to you?
No.
Does the name Johnson Mountain Boys mean anything to you?
Oh, sure.
Does Adams County Breakdown mean anything to you? Here it is.
Well, if you had finger picks, I'm sure you could do that on the viola.
Might scratch the varnish, but boy, that's some fancy picking.
Miles Hoffman is the violist and artistic director of the American Chamber Players. A complete list of the music he discussed, including this fine bit of plucking, can be found at npr.org.